All right, everybody, what is happening? Chuck Gines with ChuckGines.com. It is a beautiful evening out here on the Llano. I got the Big Dipper right there in front of me, and Venus and Saturn and Orion's belt glowing in the dark there. So I've been thinking a lot today about consumerism, what consumerism is, and minimalism. What is minimalism? Someone who was in a lot of pain today and wanted to hurt me was saying that I'm participating in consumerism. And it's not the first time someone's confused being a consumer, as in everything is consuming. It's part of life. I mean, the sun is consuming. You have to consume things to live. But that's different than being partaking and being afflicted with consumerism. There's a big distinction there. Consumerism is the absence of contentment and satisfaction. Consumerism is a spiritual sickness where someone feels dirty and incomplete on the inside, and they try to wash themselves and they try to fill that void by consumption. I recently did a podcast about how late stage capitalistic consumerism, the greatest enemy of capitalistic consumerism, is contentment and satisfaction. The last thing that a capitalistic marketplace wants is a bunch of people who are content and satisfied. That is not how that rolls. So that's the distinction. Everything has to consume, including the sun and all these stars that I'm looking at. They are consuming in order to put off that light. It's part of life. But consumerism is actually a spiritual illness where people try to fill a void inside themselves through consumption, whether that's food, whether that's buying things, whether that's sex, alcohol, drugs. I mean, we can go through the things that people consume. And we live in a highly consumptuous society. And we have a lot of spiritually sick people out there. A lot of people don't like me talking like this because it's kind of like showing them a mirror, and they don't like what they see, so they get angry. And then they want to hurt me by mischaracterizing things and calling me names and things like that. And that's all well and good. I feel sorry for people like that when they have to do something like that. So what is minimalism? So, someone was saying I'm a weaselly hypocrite because I'm always preaching to everybody that they shouldn't own things. And because I have a camera and I'm going to buy a motorcycle, that I'm a hypocrite. Well, minimalism isn't about not owning things. I've never said that. Minimalism is a spiritual practice of contentment and satisfaction. Okay? Consumerism is a spiritual illness. Minimalism is a spiritual practice where one is mindful on distinguishing between their wants and their needs, and a practice of being content. Now, this doesn't bode well in a capitalistic society at all, right? It puts you at odds with most of your fellow men, because most of my fellow mankind, especially in the United States, is involved with massive consumption. I mean, we just see this, you know. I think about how many people I've known in the photography world. I've known a lot of people. They're always buying the next camera. And Nikon and Canon and Fuji and all these guys, it seems like they come out with a new camera every couple of months. And I've just known people that they will get the next camera, the next lens. And I mean, these are expensive things, $4,000 or $5,000, you know. And it never seems to help them take better photographs, right? And yet there they have a pile of, you know, I used to give workshops where the people, there'd be people with $10,000-$15,000 around their neck. But it doesn't make them take a better photograph, and buying that next camera isn't going to help them take any better photographs, because it's really not about the camera. You know, I always like to use Shadow. He was a biker dude I hung around with for a while, and I really had to get away from him because I haven't been around someone so consuming in a long time. And so, and there's a lot of people like Shadow around. And, you know, I was thinking, I was just at Walmart, and there's a lot of 70-year-old ladies working the cash registers. And when you go into Walmart and you see those 70-year-old ladies working the cash register, let it be known that that's how a guy like Shadow makes his living, is picking money out of their purses. It's not hyperbole. Here you have a person that thinks that they're slick and they found a life hack where for the past 25 or 30 years they've drawn a pretty substantial disability check on a fake claim. And, okay, but there's a big spiritual sickness that comes along with that little sneaky life hack, right? So here's a guy, what does he do? He smokes weed, he drinks whiskey, he beats the fuck out of his old lady, and he buys shit. And literally, he creates nothing, he builds nothing, and he buys a lot of stuff. Because there's a big spiritual sickness there, right? And there's just a lot of people like that. So minimalism is the opposite of that. And it doesn't mean that you don't own things and that you wouldn't own nice things. I don't preach that at all. There's nothing wrong with owning things. We don't really own things, but it's okay. It's okay to have nice things. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm talking about is buying things, consuming things. I, me, mine, now. You know, that's where we live today, is I, me, mine, now. No mental discipline, no spiritual fortitude, and it's just massive consumption and a big barf bag onto the planet. I rode my motorcycle 90,000 some miles through 39 states, and I was just absolutely horrified at the amount of trash everywhere, right? Big consumption, and then throw it on the fucking ground. And I recently did a podcast about physical fitness or functional fitness being the number one survival tool, and I showed a couple of photographs of a couple YouTube guys that are supposedly survivalists, and they're so overweight, they're like dripping candle wax sitting in the chair. You know, a couple of guys who couldn't carry a bug out bag more than a couple of miles without having a major medical crisis. You know, and it's sad. It's not really nothing to laugh at. It's really sad to see the obesity, the out of shapeness, and the spiritual sickness that is all around us. So minimalism isn't about not owning things. It's about a practice, because you have to practice, because that world is always pulling you. You know, that's why I had to get away from Shadow. He was always telling me that I needed to buy this and I needed to buy that, right? It's a constant pull. And I don't want that in my life or around me. There's enough of that as it is. Constantly trying to suck you in to buying the next thing. Right? So religion, like Christianity, is easy. Right? All you got to do is believe. No behavior change required. Right? You just believe. Well, a spiritual practice is about a behavioral change. It's about a lifestyle change. It's about being mindful. Right? About wants and needs. And it's a constant daily struggle and a spiritual practice. And that's what minimalism is. I live a lifestyle of off-grid minimalism. There's a lot of people that are off-grid, right? Not a whole lot of people that are minimalistic. there's I quit all the off-grid forums because it's just consumption city. People who want to live as if they're in town, and just a lot of expense and a lot of very complicated things. So minimalism is about simplicity. For example, and there's a lot of different examples, but I like simple things. So what motorcycle do I get? Well, I tell you what looks really cool is a Heritage Softail, right? Boy, I would really want a Heritage Softail. I've always wanted one. I love the way they look, right? That's a want. Well, what do I really need, right? What do I need? Well, we need reliable transportation that I can fix and that I can work on that has affordable parts and is easy to work on. Oh, okay. Well, that's, like I said, between a 1996 and a 2003 Sporty, a Sportster, right? Do I want a 1967 Panhead? Sure, I'd love to have a 1967 Panhead, right? But they're a lot of money, and that's a want, right? What do I need? Well, I need a good running motorcycle that I can work on. And so I'm going to be satisfied and I'm going to be content with a Harley-Davidson Sportster, an older one, 96 through 2003, right? That's a practice and a decision that's being made, separating wants from needs. And cameras, this guy was saying, cameras. Man, I'm using the same camera I've had for almost 10 years now. It's a Nikon D700. It's like prehistoric in camera terms. I'm using the same lenses that I've used for, it's got to be 20 years now. 1970s manual focus lenses. I've never dropped a bunch of money on glass. I've never spent a bunch of money on cameras, right? And I take really good photographs. I don't need whatever the Nikon Z or any of the latest and greatest things. They're very complicated and what other things? Oh, air rifle. I was looking at, it's a nice air rifle. It's $2,000 and then you got to have a scuba tank that goes along with it and a pump and all of this shit. Oh my God. It's a beautiful, beautiful air rifle. Yeah, you know what? I'm really happy with my Benjamin breaker barrel. It's very simple. Bow, right? I got a guy down the road with the $4,000 bow, with the compound bow. He's never killed a damn thing with it. He's always at the shop because he doesn't know how to tune it, and it's always going out of tune. And when he told me that he had spent $4,000 on the bow, it was almost like that's why he got the bow, so that he can say, hey, look at this. I got a $4,000 bow. Well, I got a $200 bow. It's a recurve. And it doesn't need to go to a shop. It doesn't need to be tuned. another bow I have is a 1972 Bear Grizzly that shoots as good as the day that it was made in 1972. Right? And I've killed a lot of things with those bows. But they're simple. They don't have a lot of moving parts. That's what I kind of look for. Because as things get complicated, the more they break down. We're going to be getting rid of this truck because we actually needed this truck because my wife needed something for sure, absolutely dependable to get her to and from her job. She's now going to be working at home. So we no longer need this truck, nor do we don't want this truck, right? I did the brakes, I do oil changes, but there's a whole bunch of stuff that there's no way I can do it, right? It's intentional. And they wanted $600 to change the spark plugs, $3,000 to do a tune-up on it, right? Holy shit. So We have a 2007 Ford as well, and I can still work on that. It's a little hanky, but not like this 2021. We've gotten very, very complex. Computer screens all over the place. the 2003 and below is carburetor on the Harley, right? I want a carburetor rather than fuel injection. So I want things that are simple, that's that I can work on, right? No matter what it is, whether it's a camera, a bow, a gun, a car, I like simple things. I have a lot of hand tools. If I have two chainsaws, heat my house with wood. If the chainsaws break or there's no gas, I have really, really sweet hand tools. Real nice two-man buck saws, one-man buck saws, really good condition. I try to keep it very, very simple. Simple diet. Like I said, we haven't bought meat from a grocery store in over a year. We don't have refrigeration. We live without refrigeration. We live without running water. We light our home with candles and oil lamps, and boy, do we love that. We also have headlamps that we use. We have a really high-powered flashlight if I need to see what's going on out here on our acreage, right? We have those things, but we keep it very simple. and very non-consumption. You know, the average household is flushing and brushing and dumping 150 gallons a day out of their house. We don't use 150 gallons in 6 months out of our kitchen, right? So that's a very different lifestyle. And a lot of people, like I said, it's easy to just believe in Jesus, and then you're good. You got eternity forever and ever in paradise, and you don't have to adjust your behavior. And that's why Christianity is very popular, because all you have to do is believe. But an actual spiritual practice, right, it takes discipline, and that's what most people don't have. They do not have any discipline, mental or spiritual discipline, and it really shows. And I want to encourage people to maybe be a little, you know, work towards contentment, because you'll never be satisfied with consumerism. That's why it's always the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, because there's no satisfaction there. My mom was a terrible, terrible consumer. And a very spiritually sick person. I moved out of the house. My brother moved out. My sister moved out. They had that nice little house in Tinley Park, paid for. What did they do? They went and they bought a fucking McMansion. Huge ass fucking house. Why? Because they actually have their identity in their possessions. The more stuff that you have, the better person you are. Presbyterianism has a whole history. I have an essay here. If you go to my essays and articles, it's called The Puritan Poison, going back to the colonial times of who were the chosen elect and how did you know who the chosen elect were. Well, those were the people with the most possessions, because obviously they were blessed by God, right? So we have this thing within us that actually we judge people by what they have, right? You know, just a quick story to tell the difference. I got a good friend, Jot. He's recovering from his knee surgery. Probably one of my first, he's 10 years older, 11 years older than me. And I was 20 when I met him, and I'm 60, he's 71 now. Jot's never had running water, never, in all the years that I've known him. But a very simple guy. And I was visiting him a couple years ago in Southern Illinois, and it actually brought me to tears. He had a little letter from St. Jude's Hospital thanking him for donating $10 a month for the past 10 years. And I started to cry, and I said, Jot, that's why you're my friend. This guy's on a fixed income. I believe he gets like $700 a month. And out of his little $700 a month, he gives $10 to St. Jude. Wow. And a little story about Shadow. why Seattle's not my friend. So we were doing trade blanket stuff. We'd go camping and then we would trade things. And like I said, he was always pressuring me to buy things. And I had bought some knife and I didn't like it. And so I brought that for trade. And I said, you like the knife a lot. You can have two of them. And Shadow actually had two walking sticks. And I had mentioned that I wanted a walking stick. So he's got two walking sticks. We pull into a trailhead, and we're leaving the trailhead. And obviously somebody had come out from hiking and had set their walking stick down next to their car or something, and they pulled away. So here was this walking stick laying on the ground. And Shadow picks it up. Anything Shadow can get for free, boy. Woo-wee. I mean, he's on Denny's for his birthday. Anything the guy can get for free. And so he's all excited because now he's got three walking sticks. So we're driving down the road, and I'm kind of waiting for him to, like, offer me one of the walking sticks, right? And, of course, he doesn't. And I said, hey, man, you think you might... trade me one of those walking sticks? He goes, I knew you'd say that. See, those are very two different people. Very, very different people, right? My buddy Jot, we've been friends for 40 years, maybe a little more. He's a minimalist. He has a spiritual practice of not being a massive consumer, of thinking of other people besides himself, right? And then there's Shadow. I knew you'd say that. Well, of course, dude. And if I have to ask, you're not my friend. Right? You're just another consumer. And that's the difference between consumerism as a spiritual illness and minimalism as a spiritual practice. Doesn't mean you're perfect. No. But at least you're being mindful. Hey, if you like this content, man, please share it on your social media. It's a great way to help this website out with no cost to you. I don't have anything for sale anyway, but it helps the website out a great deal. And I see people are. I'm even getting traffic from YouTube. I don't even have a YouTube. YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. And so I really appreciate that. Grab the email subscription there so you're notified. And I've been getting a lot of comments lately, too, as well, negative and positive. Hey, love it when we can have a conversation. And so feel free to leave a comment as well, or a question, or whatever the case may be, man. Hey, I'm going to get back to looking at these wonderful stars with my dog, Sonny. Huh? All right, everybody. Peace.